Weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Joining us now this morning from the Wyoming Department of Health is Kim Detai, the Public Information Officer. Kim, thanks so much for your time this morning. We just wanted to talk on coronavirus in Wyoming. The Wyoming Department of Health has stated that the threat level is low in the state of Wyoming. Expand on that a little bit for us and how that threat level is determined.
Right. So what's going on right now in Wyoming is we have no reported cases of the coronavirus that's in the news so much. We don't even have any suspected cases at this point. So without any cases, that means the risk of transmission, you know, the risk of getting this at school, work, or the grocery store for our residents is currently pretty low.
So, Kim, for those that travel around a lot, what should they be watching out for? How do they try and avoid this if some of our listeners spend a lot of time outside of Wyoming?
So most of the cases in the United States have been identified, and people are being kind of isolated, kind of restricted. But the threat in some of the other countries around the world is growing. Obviously, as most people know, this virus was first identified in a certain area of China. They've had thousands of cases. They've had deaths. It's growing in some other countries, true, including South Korea, Iran, and in Italy, actually, as well. So what we would want people to do is pay attention if they're going to be traveling to foreign countries to the warnings and the information that is available from the Federal Centers for Disease Control.
Kim, with this particular virus, should the threat level change, what would that mean for Wyoming? And what is the state doing with, of course, the other states in the nation to try and keep it as minimal as possible?
What they're doing is trying to slow the spread. While our risk is low, and we expect it to be low for a while, we should start maybe looking at expectations that the spread of this disease is going to grow, and at some point we may see it, what they call community transmission, here in our state as well as it spreads around the world and perhaps later more across the country. So what we are doing now is trying to slow the spread of that disease. If it does become something that's more of a threat within our area, there are a few things that we're going to suggest that people do. These are common sense precautions, and they protect people from any kind of respiratory illness, such as influenza as well, because there's a lot of similarities between this particular coronavirus and influenza, for example, and colds and viruses that we're more familiar with. So the common sense things that we tell people to do are, well, avoid contact with people who are ill. And if you're ill, we want you to limit your contact with other people so you don't pass it on, and particularly so you don't pass it on to someone who might be more vulnerable. What's unusual about this is not necessarily that it's really exotic. It's a respiratory virus. It's similar to colds and flu, but it's a new virus. And it's spreading, and it's one that we do not have a vaccine currently for. So that's why, in the long term, it's something that we do have concerns about. The threat is low currently in Wyoming.
Kim Detai with the Wyoming Department of Health this morning on the Weekday Wake Up SBI Radio Network.